Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, June 10th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Some of the Colorado River's top officials made a rare public speaking appearance last Friday, but still seemed far apart on a deal to share water going forward. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, Colorado's top water official pushed back on a plan put forth by Arizona, California, and Nevada.
At a conference in her home state, Colorado's Becky Mitchell said the proposal from her downstream counterparts only deals in two-year increments and sets the states up for more conflict.
I think we're going to struggle. And I have concern with the every two-year renegotiation that we get further entrenched in those legal theories.
Mitchell and her allies in Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico have not countered with their own proposal. She lamented that negotiators had been called failures. The group has been in talks for more than a year and does not appear close to agreeing on how to manage the water supply for nearly 40 million people. Arizona's top water leader attended the conference but did not speak publicly. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
The Joint Minerals Committee both pressed and praised the Wyoming Business Council as they prepared to propose cuts or revisions to individual council programs. Laramie Democratic Senator Chris Rothfuss proposed a draft bill to streamline that process.
The tome of information on the various programs that we received, which is about 130 pages long, goes through and provides agency recommendations for many of the programs. Some of them are get rid of this program. Some of them are tweak this program.
The committee has heard recommendations from the council, public commentators, and individual agencies in its last couple of meetings. For example, the council recommended getting rid of the Wyoming Small Business Investment Credit and Workforce Housing Program, among other changes. The committee will meet again in August. A health clinic in Gillette will close at the end of July. This leaves only one large healthcare provider in Campbell County. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kadelska reports.
Hoskinson Health and Wellness Clinic announced it will close on July 31st. CEO Matt Shahan said they are evaluating whether and how the provider can absorb the primary and specialty care needs of Hoskinson patients. Here's a statement read by Campbell County Health Public Relations lead Caitlin Black.
Some of the specialty services offered through Hoskinson were services Campbell County has not always had locally. We know those services matter to patients, and we are looking at what opportunities may exist to retain as much care here as possible.
People will now have to travel outside of the county for some services, but Shahan says the goal is to keep as much care in the area as possible. His advice to Hoskinson's patients is start arranging care with other providers and make sure to transfer your medical records. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kadelska.
Data centers continue to draw concerns from communities across the Mountain West. The city of Reno, Nevada is the latest to put a moratorium in place, joining Denver and other municipalities. Kat Fulwider has the story.
The moratorium was initially proposed to last 6 months, during which the city would work on specific regulations for any future development. During yesterday's meeting, Councilmember Devin Reese moved to extend it into 2027.
No moratorium can be lifted in the absence of regulations.
The decision comes amid intense pressure from environmental groups, indigenous water protectors, and community members. Concerned citizens called for a pause and even a ban on the centers, citing the large amounts of water needed to power them and potential air, water, and noise pollution. I'm Kat Fulwider.
Each summer, Grand Teton National Park visitors have an opportunity to learn from Native artists and educators. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has the inside scoop on this season's lineup.
Coulter Bay is home to beautiful views of majestic Mount Moran and to the Indigenous Arts and Cultural Demonstration Program. The rotating one-week residency started back in the 70s, and celebrates the fact that Native people have long-lasting and ongoing relationships to the area. The Park Service formally recognizes 24 tribal nations with connections to what is now known as Grand Teton National Park. Ogallala Lakota artist Carolyn Newholy will be posted up at the Coulter Bay Visitor Center through June 15th. She'll be teaching about beadwork, ribbon skirts, and star quilts. The rest of the summer lineup includes quilters, quillworkers, and painters. Residencies run through September 21st. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Lander woman's idea could help save lives during emergencies. The Lander Journal reports Deanna Anderson has dealt with disability her whole life and often wondered how first responders would know her specific needs during an emergency. So she created the Info in an Instant system. The color-coded stickers work with subtle symbols to indicate mobility limitations, sensory impairments, intermittent medical needs, or other disabilities. She hopes to eventually expand the stickers globally. Two Gillette boys recently reeled in the catch of their lives. The Gillette News Record reports 12-year-old Hensley Johnson and 11-year-old Axel Tilton were at Fishing Lake before the sun was up. Shortly after 9 a.m., they caught something big. For 10 minutes, they battled a 42-inch tiger muskie, breaking three lines before pulling it to shore. The fish was the largest many passerby had ever seen from the lake. A University of Wyoming professor emeritus of anthropology has been named to the prestigious National Academy of Sciences. Robert Kelly is only the second UW faculty member to receive this honor. The Academy provides independent advice to the federal government and other organizations. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. When was the last time a Democrat served as the Speaker of the Wyoming House of Representatives? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is the official state sport of Wyoming? That would be rodeo, a competition with a long history in the state. And yes, starting this year, the state is issuing specialty license plates noting that fact. Congratulations to Janet Robinson, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.